Dependent visa extensions are usually very straightforward, all things considered. However, as part and parcel of your extension application next time it comes around, you as the sponsor of your wife's dependent visa will have to make a declaration on Form ID 481, which speaks to the amount of time that your wife will have been away from Hong Kong. You essentially have two options. You have an option to declare that she hasn't been away from Hong Kong for the past 12 months, or the second option is that she declares that she has been away from Hong Kong for the past 12 months, denoting whether that time away is for less than 3 months, 3 months to less than 6 months, 6 months to less than 9 months, or 9 months or more. And if you do tick the second option, you will have to supply documentation and reasons that speak to the reason why she was away. And this shouldn't preclude her ability to get an extension next time around. But essentially, the Immigration Department are wanting to make sure that the conditions that prevail as regards the ongoing grant of dependent visas, that is, that you're still lawfully married, that relationship hasn't irretrievably broken down, they're in a position to put food on a table and roof over her head, that those conditions all prevail, leading to the continuation of dependent visa status for her. So if she has an opportunity to go and work in another country for a short period of time, my advice would be to submit the relevant documentation at the time of the next extension, which speaks to that time away. And I would also take advantage of that opportunity to lay down the kind of foundations for the eventual inquiry that the Immigration Department will have in on a second occasion. That's at the 7-year mark, when she makes an application for the right of abode, where the test for approval is 7 years of continuous ordinary residence, where absences from Hong Kong in that time have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind in Hong Kong to return back to. And if you can show at the 7-year mark that this time spent away was for temporary work, but the family was still ensconced and headquartered back in Hong Kong, and that you're habitually resident in Hong Kong as a result of your family circumstances, then that time spent away shouldn't break her continuity of ordinary residence for the purposes of her right of abode application after 7 years. So the answer to your question is that, yes, most certainly she can go away and do the work that you're anticipating, but there will be a request for explanation subsequently, both at the time of her next dependent visa and then probably more detail at the time of her right of abode application. I hope you found that useful.